Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I have an etiquette question for you guys. So it is graduation season, right? High schools, colleges around the country are getting ready to graduate, send another class out into the world.
Congrats to Michael near the end of his high school career.
So that's where I'm headed. My youngest son is a senior in high school. He'll be graduating at the end of the month. And it's awards season, right? Where they're handing out, this kid gets this and this kid gets this, and here are your valedictorians and your salutatorians, and this kid gets the Marine Corps scholarship.
This kid gets the Golden Corral breakfast.
Exactly. So it's award season. So last night was the senior awards banquet. Okay. And there were, I don't know, let's say 100 kids or so, maybe probably a little bit more. It's called 125. And it was in the gym. And kids are on, like, basically the basketball portion of the gym, and the parents are sitting in the bleachers watching the – they're reading names. And this – by the way, there was this young woman that I think won every award there was to win.
There's always that one person.
And she was I'm not going to put her name out there because I don't know the family, and it would not be cool. But she won ever – she had to have left that gym with 20 grand in scholarship money.
Is she going to Harvard?
I think – not. I think she, I, they told me, I've forgot, but
it's an online
she
was, school, University
she,
of Phoenix.
She was up there nonstop. It was incredible. Anyway, Michael was kind of in the middle of the pack as far as when the award that he won was presented, and it was him and 60 other kids that checked this one box, whatever. As they're going through the awards, first kids who go through, they're the National Merit Scholars or whatever it is, and there's three or four. Well, they go through, they get their little thing, and I see a couple parents get up and bounce. And the next group goes through, a couple more parents get up and bounce. People are starting to take pictures in the middle of this thing with their parents and grandparents and stuff, and they're bouncing out. And I keep looking at Susan, like, once Michael goes, we can leave, right? Because these are long. These are long.
How long are they?
It was over 2 hours.
And when did it start?
5:30.
Okay.
I already have the answer.
She's insisting that we can't leave. So by the time the thing is just about over, the
7.
80% of the people have left. Mm. We're one of the last remaining people in this thing. And she's like, I'm making a point. We're not leaving. I'm like, what point are you making? Everybody else already got to leave.
She doesn't know either. I'm not sure. Okay, let me tell
you. And I wanted to leave. I wanted to be one of the rude people. She's telling me it's rude to get up when your kid gets it. You need to sit for the whole ceremony. And I don't know who's right. It's probably her, but.
Let's take the etiquette piece of this. She's not wrong. The right thing to do would be, you sit out this entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the school and you're seeing 80% of the people are leaving, that's giving you a little bit of indication. This thing's way too long. So however you guys got to figure out to shorten it, you got to shorten
that
it.
That doesn't help me. That's
doesn't
my last
help you
one.
This year, because it is your last one. Me personally, I'm leaving. I'm sorry. I am leaving. I get it. I understand it. You guys have known me coming to sports. It's as we're taking off in that fourth quarter if we got to, or in the second half of a big game. I'm leaving.
People were into the bleachers to take pictures with their families while other kids are walking a lot across the stage getting their little sashes and all these other things. It was incredibly rude, but I'm like, once the rude egg has been cracked, I'd like to participate in the rudeness.
But does anybody care? Like, do people care?
I don't.
Like, that's what they, like, as long as what you're going to do is going to be with your family, and that's the only thing that matters is whatever moment that you're having with your fam. After that, guys, if somebody's getting up in the middle of
I guess the
they
argument,
have no affiliation
I guess the
with,
argument for is, well, my kid hasn't gone, or he's about to go, or she's about to go, and you're disrupting her moment because you want to walk out of the gym. Who's right, Em?
What if
or Jorge?
What if your kid was last?
Yeah.
That makes it, that's different, right?
Right.
I was in the same situation earlier this year, Mike, they got awards.
Yep.
I wanted to stay to the whole thing ended because it was a smaller class. Now, given that this is a 2-hour thing, I'm
probably
with
closer
you on
to like 2:15 if we're
being
honest.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm with you on your side. Like, my kid went, everybody else is leaving. I'm with you on this.
Side. I wouldn't be the first. If nobody else is getting up, I'm not getting up.
That's kind of where I was. Yeah, I'm like, look, if everybody's staying, we're all in this together, cool. But the rude egg had been cracked. It's like, I'll just participate in it.
What did Michael say?
He didn't want to go in the first place. We had to drag him to go to this thing. He's like, this is stupid. It sucks. It's everybody gets with it. I don't even want to
there. I thought you were saying he didn't want to leave.
No, he didn't want to go in the Susan basically threatened him.
If
you don't go, then you will blank.
I have one more question.
If Michael was making the case, like, guys, I want to stay. This is my... Done.
I'm going to read you a series of texts from this child as this thing was taking place last night. I didn't even think of this. Hold on a second. Let me find these. Let's
pull
see.
Pull on
here.
Your glasses a little tighter.
He did say that one. I'm not going to read that one. Let's see here. This thing is entirely unnecessary. God, this sucks. Why can't we leave? These are the things that I'm getting from him in the middle of it.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
And Susan's writing back because we're not going to do the wrong thing.
I think this is about Michael. And I think that if Michael has already gotten his award and he wants to leave,
yeah, Michael
I think
wants out.
Yeah,
thing.
Michael wants out.
It's not
one
of those things you need to make a stand about this. Again, like you said, the egg has been cracked. But what did you guys do in the past with your other kids at this ceremony?
Okay, good question. First kid, I don't think. Well, no, he did. He got a couple. He got one thing. I know I didn't go to Kelly's. I had a conflict, so I couldn't go to Kelly's. But Susan said they sat through the whole thing.
Okay.
And Bobby's, I think we sat through the whole thing too.
So they know you as the Rogers that stay through the whole thing.
Yeah, I
so
guess.
Like my
Susan's
parents,
staying through the post game show.
My
she's
parents,
going. She's there for the whole thing.
She wants to go talk to the other parents after it's over. I'm like, what
hey, you're a football
doing?
Family now. It's different.
I did see another football family fist bump. Oh, sorry. As they're going across the every football kid, I'm like, football kid. It's great.
My family has a saying, and my mom always would reinforce to me, if I didn't want to do something, or if I wanted to maybe cut a corner on something, she'd always say, Heebles do extra credit. And just would repeat that to me until I gave
in. Sleevas leave at the two-minute warning.
So if you have a statement, then you live by that with your family. So if the Rogers do extra credit, then you do that.
Susan, The Harmons did extra credit. That's Susan's maiden name. The Rogers, what do you want? You need me to do this? I'll do that. You need more? I'm good. That's fine. I'm fine. I don't know if we need to do that.
I'm on your side, man.
The Lakers might do extra credit. They might draft Bronny James, or at least that was the scuttlebutt. I want to listen to Woj, your guy, Slee, talking about how that may not necessarily be the priority for LeBron than it once was.
And I think so for LeBron James and Bronny James. And what Rich Paul said was, if organically somehow they ended up together, that would be great. But you look at the Lakers draft assets. Number 17, that's a really important pick for the Lakers, probably to use in a big trade. You're not going to use it on Bronny James at 17. And then they have number 55. He could very well be gone by then. There are teams, I think certainly once you get into the second round, we'll see how he does in the pre-draft process, they may not be able to draft him. You know, it's not free agency. Somebody else can take Bronny James. And I think those are the conversations Rich Paul's going to have with teams to try to figure out what might be the right spot, who might have interest at what spot in the draft. So I think that's the priority for them as a family. What's best for Bronny James? And if it ends up them together, well, that would be great. But I don't get a sense it's playing much, if any, role in LeBron James' decision on next season. And I think, listen, we all know in all likelihood he's back with the Lakers. It will just depend on what is the structure of a deal 2 years, 3 years, perhaps, after he opts out.
I think Bron is going to do what Woj just said. No matter what, I think Bron is going to go try to get the amount of years he gets, try to go get the money that he gets. But I don't believe at all the beginning part of what Woj said about it's not that big of a deal anymore to LeBron James. That part I don't believe. I know we got to come to a break here, but I there's plenty of reasons why I don't believe it. Now, I guess the question, if you asked, if LeBron from the beginning said, guys, if my son just got drafted in the NBA, oh my gosh, how unbelievable that would be for me to be in the league with my son at the same time. But he didn't say that. He said specifically playing with his son. I don't think that's going to change over a couple of months, and he might not have control over that.
I think there's a part of that that is not being said out loud that is going to make this thing moot entirely. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
I walked into the studio this morning. There's Pizza Hut here. Every time I feel like for Travis and I, every time we're here, we're getting lucky here to get Pizza Hut to come get delivered to us. Breaking news from Pizza Hut, any medium pizza right now. With any of your favorite toppings, so whatever it is that you like, pepperoni, sausage, go down the list of everything you like, are all just $12. Any recipe, any toppings, any medium for just $12, you can order right now on the Pizza Hut app or at pizzahut.com. Go get it for lunch.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
So I'm giving this a quick little shout out to our man Jason in the Circle of Trust. Remember, Jason was the guy we talked about at the golf tournament who has lost 60 pounds going on his walks and all that stuff, right? Because I was wavering. I was on the fence. That was maybe 2-3 weeks ago, right? So today's May 1st, and I'm putting this out there because I want to commit myself to this. And if I'm held accountable by others, I think it'll help. So April just finished off. Mm-hmm. And I logged 109 miles in April.
Damn.
Wow, good for you.
109 miles.
Were you 102 yesterday?
I was 104 yesterday.
Okay, so you got 5 miles in
yesterday. So I got just a little under. Yeah. It's like 108 point something.
Averaging like 3 miles a day?
It's close. It's about 4.5 on average a day.
Wow.
To get you to that number. So I'm going to try. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'm going to try to do better this month. And just see, and I'm not going to be able to outkick my coverage by 30 miles, but I want to see if I can get it
and change in a month. That's amazing.
So Jason, you keep going. I'm going to keep going. I may need DeMarco to yell at me around May 17th or so to kind of.
He'll be ready. He'll give you that good speech.
I think I've missed 2 days since he yelled at me, I think about it all the time. So anyway, Jason, keep it up. I'm going to try to keep doing it, and that way you guys can text at me and like, did you do it?
Sure.
Because by the way, if you miss like 2 days. You're cooked. You can't make it up because then you need like 9 mile days, and I sure as you know what am not doing that. So Woj is talking about how you know. I want to play this again, and it just the idea of what LeBron wants moving forward, or at least what we speculate that he wants. He's talked about playing with his son. He's talked about just wanting his son in the league. Now we're talking about just wanting what's best for him, if that means going back to college or whatever. Here's Woj talking about the priority on what that is or is not.
And I think so for LeBron James and Bronny James, what Rich Paul said was if organically somehow they ended up together, that would be great. But you look at the Lakers draft assets, number 17, that's a really important pick for the Lakers, probably to use in a big trade. You're not going to use it on Bronny James at 17. And then they have number 55. He could very well be gone by then. There are teams, I think certainly once you get into the second round, we'll see how he does in the pre-draft process. They may not be able to draft him. You know, it's not free agency. Somebody else can take Bronny James. And I think those are the conversations Rich Paul is going to have with teams to try to figure out what might be the right spot, who might have interest at what spot in the draft. So I think that's the priority for them as a family. What's best for Bronny James? And if it ends up them together, well, that would be great. But
With that in mind, can someone else take him before the Lakers at 17? Theoretically, yes. That's not going to happen. Can someone take him before the Lakers at 55?
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. That's more possible to happen. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, basically what you're talking about is somebody wants to use a pick on that player with what comes along with that, the circus of having LeBron James's kid on your team, whether it's the Lakers or otherwise, that's a whole thing in and of itself. It's probably not going to impact your team in the short term. It's more of a developmental play. There's that to it. Here's the part, though, that I think is the most obvious and the most likely. Can have the best of both worlds. LeBron can. LeBron can stay with the team he wants with his kid that has a draft pick that I don't think somebody's going to jump the line to try to entice LeBron to come, because there's the idea. There's Philly. There's Golden State. There's the Knicks. There's a couple of others that I know you're going to get into. But it's this idea that, well, we'll do this and then we can squeeze the Lakers or LeBron to come. It's not going to go like that. And they know that. That he can stay here, get his money, get the extension, be on a team that's, you know, at worst competitive, and at best maybe gets better and makes a run for it. And, oh, by the way, there is a late second-round pick that the Lakers have in their back pocket that no one's going to jump up and down on and say, what have you done to your roster by taking that player at that spot? Everything he needs is right where he already is.
Well, I think there's a little bit of what have you done to your roster. Not that the...
At 55?
Not that the 55 pick, it's the concept of it. It's the concept of you're using your pick basically knowing that this is not an NBA player. Not yet, right?
Isn't that the case more often than not of most guys that are picked at 55?
But if his name's not Bronny James... Is he going to be picked by the Los Angeles Lakers at 55? That's my only point that I'm saying.
I got you. No.
At the end of the day, if his name was pick whatever last name that you want,
Rogers.
Lakers are not. It's Bronny Rogers. They're not taking him at 55.
I'd take that guy.
Sure.
But you're right. But okay. They say take him anyway. Mm-hmm. Nobody's nose is out of joint. He's appeased or pleased or however you want to characterize it. He gets to check that box on. I played on the same team with my team. Maybe it's in the preseason. Maybe he gets a call up here. Okay. Whatever. It's not like, hey, he's going to play 30 minutes a night on the team.
But you do understand, and again, I go back to this. It's just the concept. The concept of you are a franchise that... How can things unravel? Let's just kind of play this out here for a second. What can happen to where LeBron, you think, says, I'm not signing with the Los Angeles Lakers? What can happen? Is it the Lakers had the number 55 pick and decided not to take Bronny James? Is that the trigger that unravels it?
I don't think so.
Lakers want 2 years, he wants 3 years. Is that the thing that unravels it?
Nope.
So the reason why I'm asking the question is, the concept, and I think this is what we were originally talking about, I'm not saying don't bring LeBron James back. Mm-hmm. I'm not. I'm telling you that, listen, he's still an unbelievable player. If Bron was averaging 12 points a game this year and 5 rebounds and 3 assists, okay, it's a different conversation. What are you doing? Look, he's clearly passed. It's over. What do you think you're signing him to, a 2-year deal or a 3-year deal? I just look at, and I don't think this is going to happen, but it can happen. If there's a team like the Golden State Warriors, who is kind of interesting what happened there at the NBA trade deadline. Some things started coming out about the...
Boy, isn't that fascinating? Like, who was the guy that flicked that snowball down the hill first? Because mm-hmm. it matters so much. Did the Laker front office do it? Did the Golden State front office do it? Did Clutch do it? Mm-hmm. Because they're all three of those mean something wildly different.
I don't think he's leaving. I don't. But... would a team that is the Golden State Warriors, or would a team like Philly, or would a team like New York, or would there be a team out there that says, you know what, we'll take our chances. This
Knicks
late second rounder is not that big of a deal to us. And if this, and we are a market and a franchise that if LeBron wore our jersey, it wouldn't be, I think him not playing for the Lakers would be a surprise anywhere. I really do believe that. Cleveland kind of go down the list.
I'm with you.
I don't know if teams would do that, but 55 is late. So you're asking to basically draft Bronny with other opportunities for other teams.
Yeah,
to come
I don't
in.
Think that pick has a ton of value other than a way to strengthen something else. If you're a terrible team, Utah. Okay, let's just say, then you're hoping to find a good player late in the draft and hope that you catch lightning in a bottle. I get it. But if you're a team that's mostly kind of going to be what you're going to be, and I think we know what the Lakers are going to be, they're going to have LeBron, they're going to have Anthony Davis, and then some other stuff, right? That's what that team's going to be. Does that 55th pick make you worse or better? I don't think it does either. So why not use it? And to your point,
he may go undrafted.
He might. And then it's So, yeah, bait is an interesting word to use it to try to entice him. But I don't think that that's going to change LeBron's mind. That's the part where the bait idea breaks down for me. I don't think that LeBron's like, okay, I want to come back to the Lakers. I want to play with Anthony Davis. I want to make another run here. I want to end my career in Los Angeles. Wait, the Warriors took Bronny? Okay, I'm going to go to the Warriors.
Can I tell you, I don't think that's going to happen. Can I play out a scenario that could change everything? A scenario that could change everything is if the Lakers, which I think both you and I agree we don't think is going to happen, it's Bronny does not get drafted by the Lakers. It's the Lakers standing firm on the type of deal they want to give LeBron James.
Okay.
It's the Lakers saying, we're not giving up three first rounders for this guy that you want. It's basically, it's going to have to be the Lakers saying, no, Bron.
Yeah.
No, Bron.
Is there a no?
And even with all that, I don't know if Bron's still like, well, I don't want to leave LA.
Yeah.
But it's going to have to be that extreme to see Bron in another uniform.
Do you guys think that there's a point of no return? That there is a, look, I can't do that. Because I don't.
I thought 3 years would be a little. I thought 3 years to me.
Do you think that the genie bus, Rob Pelinka, say, listen, we love everything. We can't do a third. If the choice is a third year or you leave, I guess you're leaving. Do you think they're going to do that?
I would do that as a front office.
That's not what I asked. Do you think?
Yeah. So that's why I started it.
Okay. Okay.
They won't do that.
I don't think so either. I'm with you. I wouldn't do it either. We're on exactly the same thing.
4 years.
Would I do it? No. Would they say no? I don't think they would. I don't even
can
know
he
if he
signed
would
for. I don't even know what it is. But I don't even know though.
I don't know if there's a no on the Laker side of the equation. Now, whether there should be or not, slide that aside. In the what we expect to be done category, we can't draft him. Oh, we can't trade those picks. Oh, we can't trade that player. Oh, we can't give you that much money. We can't give you that many years. I don't think there's a no in the equation.
They already said there isn't a no. Just think about it. Think of all the reports that came out.
Incredibly eager.
Every single report that came out, there is nothing up to this point
that's
given you any indication.
So we're just waiting for LeBron then?
Give him for.
We're just waiting. So it's literally just a, do you want to be here or not? Because if the answer is you do, then take whatever you want. Is that what we're talking about?
I think there's a little bit more to wait for. I think he's also waiting of, okay, what are those picks? What are you doing with those picks? Who are we targeting? Who's going to be the next head coach?
What if the answer is, what would you like us to do with them?
I guarantee you that's...
that's what I mean. And so at that point, it's, oh, okay, I get to decide what you're doing with the picks. I get to decide who you're going to target.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Because I agree with you. It's not going to be, well, you know, we want to think about it. It's a, what do you want? And I really do feel that that's where it is. I think it's a incredibly bad idea. I think it's an incredibly risky idea. I read this sentence this morning, and then we can go to Factor Cap. That this is basically what we've been talking about, and I read this on Yahoo this morning. I wish I could give the author the credit. I forgot to write his name down. Trade every available asset to appease James, mortgage the next decade potentially to recapture the Orlando bubble after the player's 40th birthday. It's basically what we're talking about. Doesn't that sound awful? Can I read it to you again?
Yeah.
Trade every available asset to appease James, mortgage the next decade to recapture the Orlando bubble after James's 40th birthday. That sounds awful.
Can I tell you the problem with the awful part? He's still freaking really
good. He's going to be on the All-NBA team, probably
he's
the second
still
team.
Really, really good.
I get it all. And I want him back, but I feel like there has to be a stop on that train before it goes off the cliff, before you say yes to everything. That's what I want. I don't think you're going to get it. I think it's going to hit full steam ahead and go right off to appease him, to give him what he wants, to hope to recapture the Orlando bubble.
Appease everything.
To our effing driven town.
Hope that you get the thing that happened 5 years ago. After his 40th birthday. That is a lot to ask of the greatest player of all time, or one of the greatest players of all time. Factor Cap coming up next is Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hey, guys.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha, everybody.
Aloha, Em.
Aloha. So I've been mentioning that I just moved into my place, and we've been figuring out how this specific property management group works with paying rent, with getting things in. It's just all a process, and we've been hearing a couple different things from a couple different people that we're talking to. I don't know why you're laughing.
On the management side?
Because you said you've been hearing a couple things, and you know.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Oh, now I know what you're talking about. Different thing. So you're derailing me. So my roommate Esteban is a very nice guy, and he is very good at talking to older women and making them feel really good about themselves.
Okay.
He likes to gas up older women, and I think he's really good at it.
Okay.
So he and I have been almost doing like a good cop, bad cop routine with our property management. Because I'm someone who actually reads the lease, and I'm like, actually, this is what is going to happen because this is what I signed, whatever. And he is the very soft, nice, but you're being so great. So at certain times, I'd be like, actually, no, this is actually what we're going to do. And he
to him or to the property company?
To the property person.
Okay.
And then he will call a little bit later with another question that needs a little softer touch. And it's been working for us, and we've been doing okay. Al, you've been your property manager.
I was just going to say, you got to go to Al first on this one. I can't wait to see where this lands.
But this is not necessarily going to be about that. But with your relationships with your wife or girlfriend, I feel like how you relate to other people and also how you relate to your children, you have a good cop, bad cop in the partnership, okay? So in that partnership, you are the bad cop. Trav, factor, cap?
Cap. I am rarely the heavy. I once in a blue moon, you need to be, but Susan is far more willing to dig in on stuff than I am. I am a much easier touch than she is. Much, much easier.
Al?
Fact for me, and I'm not good at being a bad cop, but if I left it in Michelle's hands and they said, you know, tomorrow, hey, there's a leak, you're not going to get your property for 6 months. Like, I completely understand. Michelle, what are you doing? So I got to be a little bit more in that situation. But naturally, I'm not a bad cop. So I'll use the property management as an example. I'm awful at it, which is why I ended up hiring a property management, because I will just kind of say yes to everything. So I'm naturally a good cop, but I have to play a little bit of a bad cop.
Jorge?
I have to be, because
you're the bad cop?
Yeah, because Brenda's more like, oh, we need this done, call. Why don't you call? No, because you're supposed to call, and I'm the one explaining what happened. I have to, like, I'm the one always, she expects for me to take care of those things.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm just here, I'm watching the kids, I got other things to worry about, but if you can handle all the stuff that we need as far as the property goes, then I have to make the calls and explain.
The only one that I have to do the bad cop stuff is with financial stuff, banking stuff, mortgage stuff, investment, like things like that, because she just, when we got married, she punted on that from the beginning. Everything else lands on her plate.
Right. And again, for this, why I have to sometimes be a bad cop is because this is a lot of money that you're dealing with.
Do they not want to do that you want them to do?
I really don't want to super get into some details of it, okay. But there was some
things. Let's go through the contract.
That they were asking to pay double, pay early. And I was like, actually, in the lease that I literally just signed, it says that I pay on this date. So why are you jerking my chain to pay 6 days early?
Yeah,
I didn't say in
good.
Those yeah, certain but that, contexts,
not.
But I was like, literally,
says it
why,
right here.
Why would I sign something mm-hmm. and you're not going to do it the way that I signed? Anyway, regardless, I'm not doing anything out of pocket, I hope, at least. So I saw Tangled again yesterday. I saw Challengers again yesterday with my friend. So movie ended. She went to go use the restroom. I didn't have to, so I was waiting outside for her to come out. She eventually comes out. But while she's in the restroom, I was hearing this other pocket of people talk about their movie. Like, hey, what'd you think? And the guys like were kind of like Jorge and Berg just didn't love it. They were like, yeah, it felt a little cheesy, didn't super love it. And I was like, okay, yeah, sure. I've heard that also from other straight men that I've been around that don't super love it. Got it. So then my friend comes out of the bathroom with someone else she's talking to. And so I was like, oh, she must have run into a friend. The three of us could start talking, me, my friend, and her friend. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's actually my boyfriend over there. He said he loved the movie.
Mm.
And so here's the situation. Either the boyfriend lied to the girlfriend and said that he loved the movie that he didn't love, or the girlfriend is lying to me and saying that she loved a movie that she lied to me about him loving the movie as well.
Yeah.
So the boyfriend told her a white lie. Al, fact or cap?
Fact. Yeah, I don't know why he did it, but fact.
I know why he did it.
He doesn't need to. He'd be honest about it.
She's not kinda... me, though. She's not going to react. She didn't seem to be a me reaction to not liking.
Let's put it this way. If there's other things that you might want to use a little bit of a white lie for, I know where you're going. I know where you're going on this. I know where you're going on this. But fact, I do think that he lied to her, not she was lying to you.
Okay, Trev?
Yeah, he told her a harmless lie. He said he liked a movie that he didn't. That's fine. He wants to make sure that the rest of the night goes smoothly. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to get into, we've all done it. This is not a male-female thing. We've all done that thing where, I can't believe you didn't like that. Well, I just didn't like it. And it turns into, well, you've never liked my sister. It's like, well, how did we even get here? Like, how did we even wind
you're
up in this
into your
place?
Mom.
Right. Like, I didn't like the movie, and now you're talking about the way that I talk to the kids. Like, what? I don't know how we even wound up here. He wanted to go home and enjoy the rest of his night. So he said, yeah, I liked it. And she went, yeah, me too. That's it. It's fine. It's harmless.
Exactly. I'm not putting anything on there as it's harmless or not harmless. I just thought it was an interesting interaction that I had. Jorge?
It was a white lie. And I think the girl just wanted to paint a picture to you like, oh, we're great. This is a really good relationship that we have, even though he's lying to her. So they both lied.
Could be both lied.
Could be everyone lying to everybody else. All right. So, the movie The Fall Guy is coming out this weekend, starring Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. It's about a stuntman who's older and kind of goes from there. But Ryan Gosling was doing his premiere at the red carpet, and he arrived himself and with his two stuntmen, and they all were wearing the same thing, and they did some stunt stuff. It's kind of cute or whatever, but it got me thinking. What was it, 2 days ago, where Bergman and Chris Morales were wearing the same shirt? And some people get perturbed about this, so I was wondering if you guys did. You don't care if someone is wearing the same thing as you at any event. Jorge, fact or cap?
Fact. I really don't care. There's actually a funny video. There's five girls that...
Bro,
hilarious.
Seen that one?
There's a video. There's five girls.
Explain the video, yeah.
Okay, so there's five women that set up dinner or
it
lunch, whatever it is.
Might even be more than five, but
let's keep it at five.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, I guess they decided to meet at certain times, right? So say 10, 10.05, 10.10, 10.15. Every like 5 minutes, a new couple comes in and the guys are wearing the same
reservation. They got a reservation at a dinner, right? So they're all sitting at a table and the person at the corner, the last person at the corner is just taking video.
Yeah. And all the men are dressed the same?
The same shirt.
So here's what happened. One guy comes, he sits down, and it's not even like a unique shirt. Isn't it blue? It's black and white stripes.
Okay? It's like a polo shirt.
Yeah, something like that. So first guy comes, right? Sits down.
So say Alan and Lady Slee come, and then you come, and then I come, and then Emily and her date comes, and then Greg and his date come, and then Chris and his date come, but we're all wearing the same shirt, just the guys.
But it's like perfect of just one guy comes, and they look like, why are you wearing that shirt? I'm wearing oh my God, that's crazy.
Eventually
then
the next guy comes.
And now they're all just laughing. They're like kind of have an idea what's going on. But then the fourth guy comes. It's pretty fun. The video is hilarious.
The girls arranged it. The girls conspired together.
That's
hey,
funny.
All of our boyfriends or husbands have the same shirt. Let's have them all wear to dinner.
But I don't mind if me and you end up wearing the same shirt at the next Christmas party. Then so be it.
Trav?
Yeah, it bothers me. I don't have a good explanation why. But there are, I'll use a very specific example. I have golf shirts, for instance, that I know Chris has the same shirt. There are other golf shirts that my buddy Brad has the same shirt. If I'm playing golf with Chris, I know not to wear any of those shirts because there's a chance he might have it on too. Same thing with my buddy Brad. It's weird. I can't tell you why it's weird, but it bothers me. Like if all of a sudden, like, what do you guys call each other? Like
twins?
It's weird. I don't want to have the conversation. I don't want the twins. It bothers me. So if I know that someone else in my group has the same one, it's not coming out of the closet that day.
Ow.
I hate to agree with you. I couldn't agree more. And I don't have an explanation. I don't want to go somewhere where I'm looking at this person. I'm like, why are we wearing the same shirt?
It's weird.
It's funny. It's funny, right? Like, it's funny. It's kind of entertaining, but it is also weird. And I don't have an explanation for it. I can only imagine with, like, women at a formal or something, you got the same dress on.
Yeah.
I know that's a bigger deal.
We should dress
deal,
the same for Mandy's then.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
if you can find me one of your jackets, I'll definitely wear it because that jacket's awesome.
If it's coordinated, that's much easier. That's a big deal.
So, like, for girls, at least when I was in high school, I used to do, like, I would drive far. So I knew that no one else in my high school would be getting the same prom dress as me. So I try to avoid that. And then same for like when I was in a sorority, I would kind of try to figure out what to wear to a formal. And sometimes we'd even have like a Google sheet. Like, hey, this is what I got. So that no one double checks it. It has the same thing.
There's an episode of 90210 where Kelly and Brenda wear the same dress to the prom.
Geez.
Just saying. And they both did not like
good.
Seeing the other person in
exactly.
it.
Not good.
All right. So yesterday, I know I talked about this a couple weeks ago, or maybe it was even last week, that the Mets had a promotion for all you can $1 hot dogs in honor of Seymour Wiener, their fan that was celebrated.
Incredible.
And so Mets fans purchased a record 44,269 hot dogs at the Dollar Dog Night. That's four times more than that Detroit place that
right.
had to broadcast it.
Lame.
And they said, quote, "You made Seymour proud," referencing the fan Seymour Wieners. So my statement is, so you are going to this Mets $1 dog night, okay? Put yourself in that position. You would try to find the limit of how many hot dogs you could eat. You say, hey, I want to see if I could do 6 hot dogs. I want to see if I could do 9 hot dogs and just try to find your personal limit for amount of hot dogs. Travis, factor cap?
Cap. I like to eat, and I occasionally, less than I used to, but occasionally I will overeat. But it's always because there's something that I just can't get enough of, right? Whatever it is. Oh, give me another one. That hot dogs do not fit in that kind. I can get a hot dog whenever I want, wherever I want.
Yeah.
The correct amount of hot dogs in a baseball game is 2. Mm-hmm. Maybe if I'm starving, I could force down a third. But I'm not going, hey, I want to see if I can get that, what's the 9 dog challenge, 1 an inning for 9?
Yeah, there's also the 9 beer challenge.
I'd be much more interested in that because that sounds like fun. But the hot dog thing is going to make you feel like, you know what? I'm out on that, cap.
Al?
Cap, I don't know, even if it was anything other than hot dogs, I'm not sure I'm participating in that anyways. But hot dogs specifically, I don't need 6 hot dogs.
What about chicken tendies? Could you do 6 chicken tendies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know why that one seems like a lot better
spread.
Than hot dogs.
How many hot dogs did you eat when you...
9.
Yeah.
9.
Did you throw up?
I tried forcing myself to, and it wasn't happening.
Jorge?
It was the worst.
No, I know my
radio show after.
My limit for hot dogs is 3, and I can't go beyond that, even if I tried.
Could do 3 Dodger dogs, like the long ones?
No,
I don't think so.
Regular
either.
The ones from home. That Dodgers,
but I was going to say, if it's you're at home, you grilled them yourself, this... ballpark dogs? Like, I'd rather, I'll do 3. I'll do 3 at home.
Right.
Grilling some good dogs.
3 at home is my limit.
Even if it's just like regular hot dog, right? Like, there are better ones than others, but if it's home.
You have a limit of hot dogs.
Well, I'm
going
to eat 2 while I'm cooking the rest of the food. They're going to have my hot dog appetizers, but if you're like sitting down to eat hot dogs, it's 2. That's the correct number. That's the correct number. Mike Trout's career has completely come off the rails. And that is just a deep, deep, deep bummer. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think this is probably something that happens to you a little bit more than it happens to me. And I'm saying that as a compliment to you and as a criticism of my own deeply flawed personality.
Okay.
Like when I watch sports, very rarely does it hit me in a, like, oh man, that just bums me out. Like that, I feel sorry for the person that it happens to, that it's pro sports for the most part, and they're getting paid to do a thing. They're getting paid really well, and if it doesn't work out, oh, well, sucks for you. When I saw that Mike Trout yesterday is going to miss a whole bunch of time, he hurt his knee the other day. He's got a torn meniscus. It's going to need to be repaired surgically. I'm just like, really? And look, I don't think I need to say this out loud. I think people know how I feel about the Angels.
Sure.
Not an Angel fan. I don't think they're run well. I think that they pissed away 6 years of Shohei Ohtani's career, and they did 10 years of Mike Trout's. They're not well run. But I like Mike Trout a lot. Like I like watching Mike Trout play baseball a lot. I think that he is on the very short list of the greatest players I've ever seen. Throw Ken Griffey, Bonds, Ricky Henderson, Ohtani, Trout. Like there's the list, okay? And when I saw it yesterday, Slee, that he's going to miss between 4 to 6 weeks, it's probably going to be longer than that. He's on the wrong side of 30 years old. He's on a terrible team. He was off to a really good start. It just hit me in a... God, I felt bad for that guy.
Yeah, and it's a combination, right? Like, you think of a fan base that has truly nothing to cheer for.
Yeah.
Truly nothing to cheer for. That's with Mike Trout. At least you could have gone to a game and
said,
hey.
He's having a great year.
It's 10 homers. Every time I think I opened up anything on social was him hitting another one. But he's part of an organization. This is the one thing that I never really understood about Mike Trout is what it is, and we'll see what happens in his, you know, the rest of his career. When it basically everybody knew the writing was on the wall, Ohtani's not going to stay as an Angel. Last year, they continued to go all in to, as best as they can, the trade deadline, can we just get one playoff run? Can we get one playoff run? That was the goal of theirs. The greatest moment for the Angels over the last 18, 19 years, I'm saying after they won a World Series, was when for a quick second, Artie Moreno had announced that they were going to be potentially selling the team.
Right.
That went away. And when that went away, so went Shohei Ohtani. Mike Trout is one of the worst contracts in baseball. It is. Purely based on his age.
Including
his injuries,
this season.
Including this season.
He's got 7 years left on his deal.
Including this season, he's got 7 years left.
$37 million a year.
I'm with you. I feel bad for him. I really do. And I feel bad for the Angels because they've lost, I think, 8 of 10 now. They're obviously not going to go anywhere, which is not a surprise or a shock. And you got one of the best players in baseball that's just rotting on an organization that's not going to do anything.
And then there's this. He was on a trajectory to become the greatest player of all time. That's not hyperbole. Through the first 9 years of his career, he won 3 MVPs. He finished second 4 times.
Wow.
Okay, so you're talking about 6 of 9 years where he was either first or second in the MVP, right? Seven of 9 years where he was either first or second. The other 2 years, he finished third and fifth. Okay. He led the league in OPS for 4 out of 5 years. He's had an OPS of under 1,000 twice in his career, and both came in the last couple of years. He's led the league in RBIs. He's led the league in hits 4 different times. He's led the league in walks 3 different times. He led the league in steals 1 year. Steals. He had 49 steals his rookie season in baseball. He was an amazing guy. He was a can't-miss performer. That if you are a baseball fan, you're flipping around, you see an Angel game, you're stopping for no other reason than you want to see Mike Trout play. And it's MVP, MVP, second in the MVP, Silver Slugger, All-Star Game, MVP, just one after the other. And then the pandemic hit and he played in 53 games, which is most of them. He only played 60. So he was fine and had a nice year. Year after that, he played 36. Oof. Year after that is the last time he had a really good year. He played 119 games and got MVP votes, right? This was where he finished 8th, won a Silver Slugger, made the All-Star team. He's a really good player. Last year, he played in 82 games. This year, let's say he misses 2 months, he's trending to play, and that's if he plays the rest of the way afterwards.
Well, in 100, yeah.
Probably less, probably in the 80s or 90s again. It's over. He's just on the wrong side of the age. He's getting hurt all the time, and the Angels can't do anything to make the team better. They have one of the worst farm systems in baseball. They can't really, even if he just woke up tomorrow morning and said, "You know what? I want to be on a different team. I want to play in the postseason. I want a chance to go to the World Series." I don't know if they'd have a ton of chance moving him in any way other than just, All right, you take
there's
him.
Ways.
We'll pay for it all.
They're going to be,
but you
got
to give us some prospects
it.
Back. So they're still going to be taking it on the chin to the tune of nearly $40 million a year. Their best young guys are not very good. They're in no man's land. And this guy's career to show for it is one playoff appearance in his rookie year, where they got swept by the Royals, and a Team USA appearance in the WBC, where he struck out to lose the game to his teammate. It's just a brutal run.
Do you know what today's today there's an anniversary of the Guggenheim Group buying the Los Angeles
Dodgers.
Pretty
good day.
The reason why I mention that is ownership's everything, brother.
It sure is.
I mean, what you're talking about with the Angels and what you're talking about, their situation, their predicament. And I'm not telling you Artie Moreno has control of his health. He doesn't, of Mike Trout's health. But he's got control of putting Mike Trout in a position to playing meaningful games, and that obviously hasn't happened. You know what's crazy, too, about baseball? The way it's structured now, the chances of making a wild card, I mean, this is as close as you got. Like, this is the best opportunity you have to be a 500 team and still be a few games over 500, and you're in a wild card
The Oakland
spot.
A's have been in the playoffs more recently than the Angels. Mm-hmm. The Oakland A's, the Colorado Rockies. Okay, the very worst teams in the league.
Mm-hmm.
You've had Mike Trout for 10 to 12 years. You've had Shohei Ohtani for six, nothing. And now it's going this way. And look, I'd love to be wrong. I hope he gets healthy. I hope he comes back. I hope he's awesome. I hope next year he plays in 145 games and wins an MVP. That would be great. It's not going to happen. And it just stinks looking at it. That I saw that yesterday. And it doesn't happen to me very often. Usually it's like, okay, whatever, next guy. It just bummed me out. That guy, one of the best I've ever seen, and it just felt, and you could see it on his face too. When he was at the press conference yesterday, he was emotional. And Mike Trout's not a particularly emotional guy, and he was emotional. You could tell it was a bad day for him.
Are tied for the longest active postseason drought. But with...
Don't tell me. Hold on. Okay. Not the Cubs. White Sox jumped into my mind.
White Sox a good one.
Is it Colorado?
No.
No.
It's not the Tigers, right?
No. Tigers were in the World Series a couple of years in a row. Is it the Tigers?
It's the Tigers.
Is it really?
They both made the playoffs in 2015.
15.
And
okay.
Have not made it since.
The Tigers did not have Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani.
No, they did not.
The Dodgers, though, they do have the Guggenheim Group. It's the 12th anniversary of them buying that team. Let's take a look at those 12 years. That's coming up. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.